four. We're talking about the basic training, and we've the initial drills that we've talked about, marching, saluting, presumably, mm-hmm. learning all yes, yes. at the same time. Mm-hmm. At what point were you given weapons? For example, when did you get your rifle?
I think we're giving them straight away, if I remember right. Yeah, I'm sure we did. Yeah, I'm sure we got them straight away.
And presumably they told you or taught you, all of you, of course.
Yes, you never... Oh yes. That was a part of training. Yes, that you clean them, you pull through, and they have to get them, because I remember now that you used to have to hold them down, and they looked into the bolt, down the barrel, and all this. Yeah.
You put your thumb nail in.
I'd forgotten that. Yeah, that's right. I'd forgotten that.
And it was an offence not to keep your rifle clean.
Oh yes. I mean, I can't remember anything. Untoward, yeah. I mean, except you can clean that barrel a bit more. I mean, it might have been red rusty when you got it anyway. No, it might have been, don't say rusty, but you know what I mean. I mean, they had to say something.
Although, what were the early rifle drills that you did?
Just simply slope arms, present arms. Stand easy, really. That's all.
And did they teach you to do that to numbers initially?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
And it was demonstrated to you before you had your.
Yes. Well, usually you get a landscope there, being very doing it very smart and very smart, obviously, and very slick. Yeah.
Were you given your bayonet straight away?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What point did bayonet training come into
the same time, really? I think wherever you did, you sort of went down and it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 down. I'd have to see it again. I can't fix it, bayonet.
The training on the butts, the charging them, did you do that training?
I can't recall that. I wouldn't like to say about that one. I think we probably did. It's quite possible. I wouldn't like to say on that one, but I know certainly on the next one it would be. But I can't remember at that particular time.
Was PT part of the training?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
When did that occur during the day?
I should think probably in the afternoon. I can't recall again. But I mean, I could do it anyway for breakfast, dinner, tea, or something. Wouldn't have bothered me. I used to go down there every night anyway.
Was that what they call the old Swedish drill?
Usually with weapons, if I remember rightly. I mean, holding them out. I think developing your strength in your arms and your hands, really. And
holding your weapon above your head.
That's right. And doing it with one hand as well. That was a piece of cake as far as I was concerned. I mean, I could have done that all day.
Some must have found it pretty handy.
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, this young lady my age, but he's certainly frail, if you understand. He was quite... quiet, shy. Obviously, I mean, if anybody said yes, he followed the gang, that was it. I mean, he never sort of said anything really, except he sort of followed, But basically, I think a very nice lad.
So the first 6 weeks was the basic training?
Yes.
It was purely basic weapons drill and marching.
Marching mainly.
Route marches, did they do any of those?
No, I don't think they. No, they may have done an odd. Say perhaps a 5 mile or something, but I can't recall nothing. Yeah, I think we did. I think we did about one or possibly 2 miles. I don't think we did enough.
Do you recall what you would carry on a route march?
Yeah, all the pack. I mean, a pack on the back, and they inspected that it was put on correctly, and the webbing correction and all this. And I always remember. Yes, the other part of the collect things were when they used to give you talks on. FFI free from infection and all this, and the venereal and gonorrhea and words I'd never heard of before. I mean, honestly, I was so blasted naive when I was only a kid when I think about it. Talking syphilis and gonorrhea, didn't know about things like that. I think even going out and kissing a girl about the lot you got, at least I never thought of.
And these were talks. You didn't get films.
If there were talks, they were probably slides with the talks. don't think, actually, I don't recall seeing the film. I could be wrong on that one. But I'll tell you this, I was petrified when I saw the things. And so, you know, well, ooh, that's what you get. You'd be doing things like that. Oh, well, you know. Well, I did actually tell you the truth. For 6 years, I still got that camera. I think we only had it once anyway, come think about it. No, we got it about 3 times, but there's nothing. On a weekend, you probably go out for the Sunday or something, you know, and you'd wander around.
Yes, we'll come to that.
I think only the people who had any blisters or anything like that. I don't recall having any blisters myself. Not that I've got good feet. I never really had good feet at all. But at least if I had a blister, I'd probably just knock it off anyway and put methylated spirits on it or something like that. Just, you know, meth.
Were you given inoculations in this initial period of time?
Yes, I believe we were, yes, yeah. Teeth and all this, everything. Yes, they did. They give you quite good medical examination, I think, on that one, yeah.
What were they inoculating you against?
Oh, no idea. Not a clue. I think they give you everything. I know one thing. When we did have them, we had to scrub the floors, and that was the ones, I think, for the... wherever you got for the Middle East was a bad one, and that was... and. You really scrub, but the floors, you got your scrubbing floors and things like that. But then again, that didn't bother me at all because, as I say, I was already down the gym anyway on a night anyway. I think it's spent half my life down the gymnasium. I got quite friendly with a couple of the PTI instructors who were quite. I always struck up with a friendship with the. Because I think I fancied that really. Well, I did fancy.
Were you issued with a gas mask?
Yes, I believe we were, yes. Oh, will we? No, I'll pass out. I can't remember. No, I don't think we were.
This is 1943, isn't it? Early 43.
Yeah, yeah.
So you wouldn't have any gas precautions training then?
Not that I can recall.
You're not going to the gas hub there.
No, definitely not. No. Actually, I do remember. No, I don't think we ever did any gas training. No.
Did you get a break in the middle of the morning?
Yeah, I think we did. I think we had we used to go to the Naffy and we used to go and get all they had was these blasted rock cakes, and I rather enjoyed that pretty much with a few currants in them, and I think that's where basically the pay went, is on a cup of tea and a mug of tea rather, not a cup, a mug. I can't remember how much it was, but it was only a few coppers. But then again, we only got a few coppers pay anyway, come think about it.
Yes, we'll come to the pay element and work through the day first. Now, after your morning break, you'd continue with your training. Was that the same type of training for the rest of the
day? Oh, yes, that was a mix and whatnot all the way through.
Well, lunchtime or dinner time would be what?
That I can't recall. I think probably about 12 o'clock or something like that. Probably had about an hour off, I think. I'm not sure on that one.
Were you marched down again?
Always marched everywhere. Yeah, marched everywhere.
And presumably you lined up for your dinner. Do you recall what kind of food you were getting?
Yeah, mainly potatoes, sometimes cabbage, some sort of peas sometimes, you know. Bags of gravy or what the meat was, or mince or whatever they were, but we were all very sloppy, but I enjoyed it anyway. I think we all enjoyed the food.
Your cooks weren't too bad, were they? They cooked quite well?
Well, I don't really recall it. I think I could have eaten anything, to be honest with you. I think I could have been outside all day long. I don't that bother. I mean, I don't know, I was always hungry, permanently hungry. I mean, permanently.
Afternoon, what might you do in the afternoon?
Well, again, training, it was just train, really. And it was either perhaps half an hour and then break for, you know, on the parade ground. And I mean, that went on and on and on. That was very, very intense. It was a parade ground. I think they thought it was good for your discipline, you know.
Did sport No,
I can't recall any sport at all on the 6 weeks training. No. We may have gone over an assault course once. No, I can't even recall that really. No.
And a tea break again in the middle of the afternoon? Nappy break or whatever you call it.
Nappy break probably. But it wouldn't be for long. It wouldn't be about 20 minutes, 10 minutes or more.
Then you come to the end of the, in effect, the end of the working day.
Yeah.
What time would that be?
5:30-ish, I think, something like that. I mean, I can't remember, I'm not, as I say. I was just eager to learn, really. I think, really, I was just eager, you know.
Did you get a meal, a tea? Or?
Yeah, we used to have a meal. I think it was anything, really. I mean, it could be... Always remember, we used to get a lot of ruddy apricots, dried apricots. I ate the damn things. A lot of corned beef, which I never got tired of corned beef. Tea. I know they used to come around and ask you if you had any complaints, but I mean.
Did you complain?
Oh, me?
Yes, sir.
Well, not really. I'm probably a bit nervous on that side of it, really. I just always say there's never enough to eat. I mean, but then again, I mean, they're only young officers anyway. They probably would be much older than us. I think probably about 20, if they were that. Probably be 20-ish, you know. They always seem to be about our age. So, I mean, I don't suppose anybody took any notice of them anyway, when I think about it. Now, think about it, I mean.
Did you ever see the commander of the battalion, the training battalion?
If I did, I can't recall him. I mean, just a passing out parade and that was it. I mean, can't say anything.
After you had your tea, presumably the time was your own for the rest of the evening?
No, there's usually something they get clobbered with. It's hard for the evening then. But mainly just go down the Naffy and they'd probably be, yeah, there might have been an odd film show, I think. I'm not too sure on that one. Yeah, I think there was an odd film show.
What time did you have for cleaning your uniforms?
Oh, well, that would be all night. You did that, I think basically that's what you did. Because you're on parade the next morning, you've got to have your suit pressed and a lot of things and other, you know. Or, well, I think most of them just to sleep on top of them and eliminate the, that's right. And of course the old soldiers used to tell you to do it with soap down the inside of the creases and all that rubbish, you know.
Because you wouldn't have an iron.
I think there was an iron, but I don't say I ever. Well, there must have been an iron because we used to wash our things, didn't we? Although I must admit, the young lad who was with me, he's really good. He'd wash my things for, but never me underpants. Never me underpants. I'd be socks. I wouldn't give anybody socks.
They didn't collect the laundry from you every week and bring it in and bring it back to
you. I think they probably did there. Yes, I think they probably did.
Was every article of clothing numbered with your name?
Oh, yes. Right. You know, I can't remember that. I don't know. We have to wash them all.
Other than the Naffy, did you have any other form of entertainment or relaxation at night?
No, I think all there was the gym was always open. The Naffy was always open, of course. And
was there any gambling in Naffets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, a lot of gambling.
Cards?
Yeah.
How did the army view that?
I think they really banned it, really, if they caught anybody out. I mean, I think the corporals used to like that because they just scatter the money. I think they used to do all right on that. I think that was a game. You've heard that before, though, I think, haven't you? Yeah. That was another thing. When it comes to the collection at the end of the sergeants.
At the end of 6 weeks. Come to that. This gambling, as you say, the army frowned upon it, but there were ways and means. Did it cause any problems amongst the people?
No, I can't remember. I think there's one or two professional, really professional lads. They're really good at it. But as I've been brought up, the cards are evil, never allowed in their house. So cards never... No, cards. I wouldn't even touch a card. I mean, at all. So nobody could ever tempt me with playing cards. And, no,
time would lights out come?
I think about 10 o'clock, something like that. Might have been later. I mean, I think it's 10 o'clock, actually. Because most of them were really knackered by the end of this time, I mean, really. It could have been a real full day, I mean, because some of the lads, I mean, let's face it, it's humdrum jobs. I mean, you're going from 7 in the morning till 6 at night.
Did they give you any lectures on the enemy that you eventually meet at this stage of your preparation?
No, I don't recall that. I think the only lectures I remember were, I think they probably did have enemy, I think it was just to quieten you down a little bit, was enemy aircraft identification and things like that. I can't remember anything else about that. And apart from the ones that given away from the women, you know, the diseases that were flying around, which came as quite an enlightenment to me, which I must have been so daft in this day and age, at 18, not knowing about things like that.
When were you allowed out of camp? Had you to spend a certain amount of time in it before you were allowed out?
I don't think you hardly went out for the first 6 weeks. We've got truthful, I'm pretty sure that's, I can't, yeah, it's funny, we were in Gosford, I can't remember going. I think we might have gone out once, and I think I went to Newcastle. I think we caught a tram. Did they have tram? No, they probably did. Yeah, probably on a tram from Gosford down to. But I don't remember anything about Newcastle whatsoever, so I couldn't have gone there often.
And getting out of camp, you'd have to get past the guard.
You had to sign out. And.
Were you inspected as to
Oh, God, eyes sharp, yeah. That your shoes are clean and all this and the other, you know, and that you're respectful, really clean. And mind, I mean, the lads were pretty good, I think. But I don't know whether we must have got out about once, I think. I can't remember anything about Newcastle whatsoever.
Was it only the rifle that you were introduced to or given at this very early?
Yes, I don't think anything else came into it. No. I don't think Bren guns. We may have done, I don't know. I think we may have been introduced to it, yeah. Because I think, again, I recall that we lay around and.
We dismantled them.
That's right. That was another thing, yeah. I think we probably went with the Bren gun, yeah. That was it. But it was not with mortars and things like that, definitely not. No, that was, I'm sure that they may have introduced the Bren gun. The Bren gun, yes, quite possible.
And you yourself would have to dismantle it. Yes,
part of the training, that was, I mean, you know, I think basically it was only about 12 parts, I think, or something like that, I can't remember, about 12 parts, so it was quite basic, the thing, and his order, obviously, putting them together and putting them back together.
How much was your army pay?
Well, I think it was about 7 or 6, yeah, it could be wrong, it wasn't much.
And did you make an allowance?
Oh yes, I make love to my mother. I think we're shilling the 1 and 6 or something like that. Am I right on that pay, 7 or 6? Or was it 14?
Like
or 14 shillings? I think we're 14 bob, I think.
That kind of thing.
I know I did love quite a bit actually. I don't think I did the maximum or something like that, but I certainly did a good proportion.
But you hadn't a lot of money to.
Would it be 14 shillings?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, I don't really remember
that. At the time.
Yeah.
And as I say, you were then asked to make an allowance to your parents or.
That's right. Well, that'd be 14 bob then, I think I'll owe my mother something like 3 shillings or something like that. But then again, I didn't smoke, didn't drink, so, I mean, it was all money. I never had that money. Never, ever was I broke. Never. In fact, I had a £10. Always carried £10 with me. Always.
Was there a lot of lending and borrowing going on?
There was, but I learned very fast you didn't lend. I certainly wouldn't borrow because the lads used to charge terrific interest. Which I mean, I thought you sort of know. Anyway, I've never borrowed my lads, so I wouldn't. Why should I borrow then? I mean, nah. I'm afraid I had a very. I think, really, as I said, a mother's boy, you didn't borrow. My mother always said to me, it didn't matter what you earned, my lad, always remember, if you only put a halfpenny one side, and I still do it to this day.
What then had you achieved after 6 weeks?
Achieved? I was wiser. I think I was getting to know a bit more about people. That was good learning. And the thing I liked about learning was the fact is that you could actually be with a, well, don't say necessarily a doctor, but you certainly be with people in a much higher echelon than yourself, but also certainly lower than yourself as well. But certainly a very good learning curve.
And on the military side, what were you capable of after 6 weeks?
Well, I think they tried to instill into you a lot of discipline, you know. I'm afraid I didn't take very much of these ideas of scrubbing a place out with a toothbrush or something like that. That to me was so.
Did you see that kind of thing?
Yeah, like stripping the plague down with a toothbrush, something stupid like that. I mean, that to me was totally naff. But then again, as I say, that's what they call discipline. But and I like the idea that you did salute officers and all this, and I think quite rightly, because like as a doctor, you address a doctor as a doctor, like I would do today. If somebody's earned a title, then I say, yes, they're entitled to be addressed as such. I mean, I wouldn't think of calling a doctor, even if I know him, Dr. John, which I have friends, doctors, and I always call him Dr. John or Doctor, and they've worked for it now, so therefore they should have that respect, really. That's only myself. I mean, all this of calling everybody John or George. I mean, I don't believe in calling an officer, like in the case of Jack Williams. I mean, it'd be Captain Williams or Tobey, but I mean, if I got him on his own, I'd say, you know, I'm thinking you're an old Jack, don't you? But that's the sort of thing that I think is. Yes, I think I learned a lot, really.
Had you been given duties and responsibilities during the time of your 6 weeks?
No, not really.
You didn't guard or pickets or anything?
Oh, no, no. You didn't have guards, no. I don't recall any guards at all then. Yeah, I don't think you even did a picket, if I remember rightly. Oh, yeah, I think the bad lads, if you did something wrong, you reported for, you know, spud bashing and all this, you know, and you think, my God, you're like a mountain. When I think they'd have made a living off what the peelings were, never mind. I guess some of the peelings, some of the lads, I said, my God, you can never be off that. I mean, some of the lads hadn't got a clue, you know. They hadn't a clue, really, I mean. So you can see that the basic training was something a lot of people wanted, really, I mean.
But you found it that you could relate to it, at least even if you didn't agree with it, you did it.
Oh, yeah, I mean. I just think, well, come on, the quicker you get on with this, it's just as easy to come out of it smiling as everything's a chore. I believe that if you do anything, do it with enthusiasm or don't do it. Because if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. Oh, no, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. And I'm the same now. I'm just the same now. And but if I don't like it, I don't do it. I think there's some way out of it.
At the end of the 6 weeks,
What happened? I think obviously the assessment. I think they give you one or two exams, you know, like very simple math. And they had to be for me anyway because I was useless. I'm not very good. You know, you'd probably write a small essay, and then I think on your general things, you would be selected. I mean, like I was at a tire fit before I went in, so. They probably thought the ISC or something like that would be good enough for him, so, or whatever, you know. And we all went into it. It was quite exciting to see where you were going. And, you know, several, say probably about 8 went with me, probably with the ISC. Another 3 or 4 would go to the Black Watch or whatever. And I think a couple got pulled out probably for officer material. I think there might have been one or possibly two. I think they went for further training. I think then they selected them again. I don't know how true this was. I mean, it was only what I heard after. I mean, whether this is the way they did it, I don't know, or whether it's after next training.
Now, was this put up on the notice board?
Yes. Oh, yes, they come on the notice board. And you'd probably then say, oh, well, RAS. I think about 10 of us went to the RASC.
Before we move on to that stage, you said something about the sergeant's gift at the end of the
season. Oh, aye. Well, that was quite funny, actually. then the corporal came round, and it was quite aggressive on this thing, you know, about donating sixpence or something to. And when he came to me, it came to me one of the first acts, and I said, well, not really. I said, 'cause I don't like him. I said, so why should I give? So I said, if I was at home and I didn't like anybody, I wouldn't buy them a birthday present. I said, so I don't like the sergeant, and obviously he didn't love me either. So I don't suppose to. I think that excludes me, and that started. I don't think anybody else. There was hell on, in fact. But they tried all ways. The sergeant's done this and done the other, you know, and he's put himself out for this. I said, I'm sorry. I said, I do not agree. I said, I don't like him. I said, you can't say this, because I said, when I spoke to the officer, I said, I'll probably see him down the gymnasium, so I'm sure I won't miss him. I said, no. I said, no, I'm sorry. I couldn't see myself right. You got no money? I said, oh, yeah, I've got money. I said, not going to give it to the sergeant.
So he stuck to your guns.
Oh, and I don't think you're going after anybody, because I think that started a lot. And that did go down very well.
So he didn't get much of a present from your little group?
Don't think he got anything.
And obviously this was a routine thing?
A routine thing, which I thought was wrong. Really, I mean, I thought that was wrong, yeah. So I was really a bad little bugger, really.
So you were told you're going to the RASC. Did you know, or have you heard about the RASC?
No, not really. I just knew it was, well, transporting and delivering the goods to wherever you may be, you know. And at the time, I thought, oh, well, I've tried. I mean, that's it.
Where did you go?
I believe we went to Sheffield, where a big depot was. Could be wrong on this, but no, I'm sure it was Sheffield.
Know the number or the name of the depot?
Oh, not a clue. No.
When you say depot, what exactly do you mean?
I think what they did, they then I think mainly took us out on the training there was vehicle maintenance and again, a bit of playground work as well, you know. Vehicle maintenance. Yeah, drive. Oh, yeah. So they taught us to drive, which I couldn't understand because I could drive before I was in the army, actually. And yet, I didn't seem to have this thing with the. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't like driving lorries. I don't know. I just didn't suit me at all. And I mean, although I can drive, it was crazy because I've been driving since I was 14-year-old.
Well, just look at some of the things that they were doing with you. You say vehicle maintenance. What vehicles were you working on?
Leylands, I think they were. Now, I'm still no better at doing engines anymore now. I know where the petrol goes, the air goes, and that's me a lot. I think it must have been the same. Just not interested.
Was it all practical or was it theoretical training?
All practical, I should think. I can't remember any. No, I can't remember any of that at all.
Different sizes of vehicles?
Yeah, but I think at that time, I think we just drove, would it be 1,500 weight or something like that, or 2,000 weight or something, I don't know. I mean, I remember going through Sheffield one day. I think I put the field and got up myself. I thought, bloody hell. Oh, that's right, I went down on the night. I always remember. I thought, God, this is terrible. But I just wasn't interested in that. I just couldn't, just wasn't interested. It didn't appeal to me.